This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi left on a three-day visit to the United States this morning. Mr. Modi will begin his tour by attending the fourth annual Quad Leaders Summit at Wilmington in Delaware. During the summit, a host of issues ranging from climate change to critical emerging technologies are expected to be discussed among the members of the grouping. Prime Minister Modi is also scheduled to hold a bilateral meeting with US President Joe Biden along with other leaders of the Quad grouping. In his departure statement, Prime Minister Modi said he is looking forward to joining his colleagues President Biden, Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida for the Quad Summit. He said the forum has emerged as a key group of like-minded countries to work for peace, progress and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region. On his scheduled meeting with the US President, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that his meeting with President Biden will allow the two nations to review and identify new pathways to further deepen India-US comprehensive global strategic partnership for the benefit of our people and the global good. Senior Aam Aadmi Party leader Aatishi will take oath as Chief Minister of Delhi today. The swearing-in ceremony will take place at the Raj Nivas, where Delhi LG V.K. Saxena will administer the oath to Aatishi and her Council of Ministers. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed Aatishi as the Chief Minister of Delhi from the date of her being sworn in. The President also cleared the appointment of five ministers. They are Gopal Rai, Kailash Gehlot, Saurabh Bhardwaj, Imran Hussain and Mukesh Ahlawat. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has told a Delhi court that it has obtained requisite sanctions from concerned authorities to prosecute Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD leader and former Railway Minister Lalu Prasad Yadav in a corruption case related to the alleged land for job scam. Following the approval, the CBI yesterday filed a copy of the sanction with Delhi's Rouse Avenue court. The CBI's counsel also informed the court that the agency is awaiting prosecution sanctions for nearly 30 other accused linked to the case. The agency has sought an additional 15 days to obtain sanctions for the remaining accused. The court has scheduled the next hearing for 15th of October. Campaigning has intensified for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. In this phase, 26 constituencies spread over 6 districts will go to polls on the 25th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah reached Jammu last evening. He will address 5 election rallies in Poonch, Rajouri and Jammu districts today. In Sri Lanka, voting is underway to elect a new president. Over 17 million voters are eligible to exercise their franchise to elect the 9th executive president. The island nation is holding its first election after the 2022 economic downturn. Although 38 candidates are running for the top post, the main contest is between incumbent president Ranil Wickremesinghe, opposition leader Sajit Premadasa and leftist leader Anuragha Dissanayake. Lebanon-based terrorist group Hezbollah has confirmed the death of its top commander, Ibrahim Akil, in an Israeli airstrike on a building in the southern suburbs of capital Beirut yesterday. Lebanon's health ministry said at least 14 people were killed and 66 others injured in the strikes on the Dahir area. Media reports said Akil's body was found along with 7 other members of Hezbollah's elite Radwan force. It was Israel's third strike on Beirut this year. U.S. House of Representatives has unanimously approved a bill that aims to enhance Secret Service protection for the presidential nominees and their respective vice presidential candidates days after the second assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump. In cricket, India were 118 for 3 against Bangladesh in their second innings on day 3 of the first test at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai a short while ago. Earlier, the hosts resumed their innings from the overnight score of 81 for 3 after securing a strong first innings lead of 227 runs. India now leads by 345 runs overall. On day 2, Bangladesh struggled in response to India's first innings total of 376, getting bowled out for just 149. And that is the end of this news bulletin.